of hope on the first three steps.
My name's Gary, I'm an addict. You know, before I came down here, you know, I kept hearing this stuff. They said, man, Gary, you are sharing against this heavy hitter from Delaware. And you know, I was like, I didn't come down here, you know, to be in no speaking contest. You know, but they said they was trying to set me up. And I think that word set up kind of like disturbed me, because they always was trying to set me up. You know, I run off with somebody's package, or, you know, drugs tell me to do this and that. You know, they wanted me off the street. You know, they're going to set me up. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, I need to stay out of my head sometimes, you know, but I feel what I feel, but I need to learn how to process my feelings and emotions. You know, because I'm just learning how to deal with them, you know, and process what I'm feeling and how I'm feeling. You know, it's funny because, you know, the bottom line is that I come down here, I'm looking for somebody. You know, I'm looking for somebody that's been to 23 detoxes, 5 treatment programs, St. Elizabeth Mental Institute, and talk to psychiatrists and therapists and think they can't stop using. Because it ain't all about me. You know, if I can do it, then you can do it. Because I remember the guy, I think he was from New York. I had a desire and I kept coming back. And I remember sitting up front nodding. And the guy shared that he had been to 26 detoxes and 8 treatment programs, and he had 8 years, and I came up my nod. That was the hope for me. 1, 2, 3, y'all told me, was the foundation steps, you know, because first it was Japanese. You know, all that 12 and 12 was Japanese for me, you know, when I came around here. You know, but I always got to talk about, you know, the little boy and what happened. You know, something happened. You know what I mean? They talk about the little boy, and I'm going to talk about the little boy, you know. And 1, 2, 3, I found out, was the foundation steps, you know, to give you some legs to stand on. You know, like you ill, you say, man, I need 2 of them before I can get some legs because I'm sick. You know, I kind of like had to talk to me like that before I could begin to understand this Japanese stuff y'all was talking around here. You know what I mean? So honesty, hope, and faith. The spiritual purpose of the program is what makes me recover. Me practicing the spiritual principles of the program. And if I'm not practicing the spiritual principles of the program, it's just meaningless. I'm just hanging around like I did so many other times before. You know, so I remember growing up, moving over in Bird Farm, that's the project for y'all that don't know. And a friend of mine told me, say, man, don't move around there. He said, them people crazy. So I told my mother, I said, Mom, don't move around there, they're crazy. She said, boy, if you don't get in this truck. So I remember getting in the truck and I moved over there, man, you know, like I'm God's child, Missy Lane's son, but I became the tall one from Bird Farm. You know, they finally gave me a name, you know, like Trash Can, Toolbox, and Rat. Those was my friends. So I finally got me a name. You know, so I was a nice little boy. I'm Mr. Lane's son, you know. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know, something happened to the little boy, though. I think it begun when my mother asked me. She said, who feel like going to the store? I say, I do, Ma. And I get the money, and I go up there to the store called Bowman's on the corner. And they would try to check my pockets. You know, and I wasn't having it. You know, I would try to knock a bone out their head, and I'd go back home. My mother said, boy, you been fighting again? I say, Mom, but they trying to take the money. She said, boy, I don't want to hear that. Get upstairs. And no telling what I would have become if I would have let them take that money. Because they want other things from you. You know, you had a lot of pedophiles in the neighborhood, too. I probably would have been wearing a dress standing up here today. But I wasn't having it. I'm talking about before the drugs. You know, if you was just, you know, they say that the drug was just a symptom of a deeper trouble. So something happened to the little boy, and I need to get in touch with what happened in order for me to recover and go on. Because I had what you call issues. You know, I don't know why it was so rough for me, man, to not surrender. Yeah, step one, talking about surrendering. I'm a soldier. I don't surrender. One of my favorite movies was The Alamo. Everybody died. I told my brother when I came in the house, I said, man, I saw a good movie. I said, man, he said, what's the name of it? I said, The Alamo. I said, man, everybody died. Wasn't nothing but tumbleweeds blowing in the fort. Maybe it was them Clint Eastwood movies. Fistful of Dollars, have, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? You know, have gun, wheel, travel. Yeah, I'm a soldier. I don't do no surrendering. That's for somebody weak. So when I come around here, and I remember finally, I got a 30 whole real days. I was not over the jail. Man, that was miraculous enough for me. But I still had the most part of the time when I had my hat back because I have a grin on my face. You know, it was over. As far as I'm concerned, it was over. I had arrived with 30 days. You know, but I remember I went to my first NA cookout, and, you know, I didn't know what else to do, so everybody, I'm standing up there gritting on everybody. Say, guy, why are you gritting on everybody like you're over the jail? Say, this is not Carlos Anonymous. We have fun around here. I say, man, I don't know none of them. So they begin to, like, talk to me in my own tongue because I told you the 12 and 12 was, like, talking Japanese to me. So they talk to me in my own tongue. They said stuff like, I bet if they had a bag of dope, you'd get to know them. You know, yeah, they had a bag of dope, you'll get to know them then. You know, I don't know, it's been quite a journey, man, being around here with y'all, you know. Talking about, man, I was wounded more than I thought I was, you know, because I used to always say, I'm all right, I'm a soldier. They say, man, I heard they were shooting at you. I say, man, I'm all right. Everybody knew it was an emergency and a crisis but me. You know, the side effects of life. How much time they give you, soldier? They didn't give me nothing but 4 to 12. I'm all right. Even when I was reduced to the status of a bum from using, can't think past $20. And if I run down on you, you better give me that $20. Everybody's not running to the store and making sure the fry's hot. I know I wasn't. I was so caught up, couldn't think past $20. So I'm reduced to the status of a bum. I'm staying in a bandominium. You know, when my family show up, you know, they know it's an emergency and a crisis, but I don't. They come around there with food talking about, we heard you were in here. I want to know who told on me. Now, I'm going to straighten them out. We don't like snitches. So I'm going half and half with the dope, man. So what more can a guy ask for? Can't think past $20. Became real animalistic. You know, but you know, it's all right to read the book. I could have came down here and read the book and told you what the book said in 1, 2, and 3. but I need some experience in 1, 2, and 3. And I need to find out what happened before I can get to the other side before I can recover. Because where I come from, we don't work no spiritual principles. Come on, honesty, hope, and faith. Man, I'm helpless, I'm dishonest, and everything else. So now there's a brand new way of life. 5 years ago, I remember I was in my last treatment during the time Bin Laden and them started bombing. I remember saying, man, it's time to go now. I'm trying to get clean. Bin Laden and bombing and stuff. I'm going to get me 2 of them. Because I said I would always go out like that if something happened. You know, but they convinced, one of y'all convinced me to stay. You know, as I stayed, man, you know, like I say, man, when I stopped using, you know, I thought it was over, you know, but I still had the grit on my face. Yeah, I still had the grit on my face. You know, I never did anything without using. You know, how I'm going to have fun now? What I'm going to do? The same man will use again. If nothing changes, God, nothing changes. You know, and thank God, man, that y'all talked to me for a while, like in my own tongue, you know, because you told me, you know, God, you need to start going to the men's rap. I said, man, I've been locked up with men all my life. I don't need to be going to no, be around no men. And then again, I don't have a ride. I can't get way over there. The one of y'all that seen my kind before said, well, play like they're passing out testers. You'll get over there then. Because I love testers. That's free dope. Better not be in my way when they say they're passing out testers. I'll run you over. You know, so they talk to me like that for a minute. You know what I mean? But the little boy was wounded, you know, and a lot of times, you know, a pal greater than me, you know, wasn't of the same color as I was. But the little boy needs to heal, you know, and God don't do things to me. He do them for me. You know, I remember, you know, talking about insanity, right? I remember after I stopped using, I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. I said, okay, God. You know, a crazy man don't know it crazy. Just sit right there. We're going to work with you. You know, I just landed on the planet, right? And I had a lot of issues, and I had a lot of healing to do. And that's what the program is all about. It's about healing. You know, so I had a thing about, well, look, I was prejudiced. Right? Yeah, I was prejudiced, right? I remember the white guy came to me. He said, Gary, you keep coming back to detox, buddy. You know you have to get a sponsor. I said, yeah, man, I know. You know, I didn't want him around me, you know. Yeah, I got to heal from that. I had to heal from that, right? He said, well, you know you got to go to meetings, help somebody pray, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I said, yeah, man, I know. I want him to get away from me, you know, because it reminded me of this guy that had cussed my mother out years and years ago. Everybody I saw was him, of a different color. So the little boy got to heal around here, and that's what the spiritual principles do, they heal us. So I remember I was going to detox for the 24th time, because I'm the ex-relapse specialist. So I was going in and they handed me a blanket. They said, girl, you can't come in here. I say, but the train stopped running. Well, go over there and sit on the bench. They opened up 5:30. And I'll never forget, man, that, you know, the power greater than me, right, was this white lady named Susan. But I'm prejudiced, right? The little boy, you know, I need to heal and stop being a fake phony and a fraud. I need to heal in order to get better, because I don't want to just hang around here with y'all and it looks like I'm in the program. Because I go to all the dances, go to all the N.A. cookouts and eat all the food up. And then you see me nodding. You say, I thought it was in the program. I did too. So I need to heal. And she came around there because I was told you I was reduced to the status of a bum. All money is dope money. I'm not paying rent. Come on, man. The building. I don't pay rent. I eat cupcakes and soda for dinner. So she came past the good Martin Luther King trail. But I'm prejudiced. Every morning and picked me up. She picked me up every morning. I had to get my paper signed so I could go to another treatment facility. Because I was making my mind, I was talking to myself, and I got what you call addictive thinking. It's seductive and misleading, and I can't listen to me. I can't help me when I'm going through. I don't know nothing about the disease of addiction. I don't know why the yellow line kept turning green. I ain't know nothing about obsession and compulsion. I ain't know nothing about the irresistible urge to use no matter what. And they talk about, here come Gary again. Yeah, I'm back again. Because I don't know what the hell I'm up against. All I know is I got a desire, and you need to flame it. You need to fan it. Look at him. Yeah, look at me. All I know how to do is spend the rest of my life in jail for $20. And you better give it up when I ask you for it. Because I'm not going getting you no fries and make sure they're hot. Too many Clint Eastwood movies. So the white lady named Susan came to get me for 28 days. Picked me up every day. Fed me. Every day. Say, girl, you gonna be all right. I couldn't understand that, man. I said, man, but she's a white woman. Well, Gary, because one time I remember early on, I want to know what the white dude doing in the meeting. Say, Gary, this is not the Black Panther Party. This is not Carlos Anon. I say, oh, we love each other around here. Man, this was a different planet from where I come from. Everything's new. I didn't understand it. You know I'm 6'3", 260, but I'm talking about the little boy who never lived life on life terms. You know, a lot of issues I had, right? You know, something happened, you know, like, I remember I cried when King Kong got killed, the old movie. You know, that's when I was a little more human, right? I had feelings, you know, until I started masking them, right? You know, and my mother came in the room. She said, boy, what the hell is wrong with you? I said, King Kong got killed. I don't give a damn who got killed. You better stop that cussing in here. But then, when my father died, that was the happiest day of my childhood. Now, it shouldn't have been, but it was. I remember jumping up and down on the bed. I was so happy. You know, we called it monster. One thing I don't want to be no more is a fake phony and a fraud and tell everybody I'm all right. You know, it's called denial. You know, I begin to learn about this disease I'm living with. You know, denial, the part of my disease that tells me I don't have one. I'm all right. Makes it hard for me to deal with reality. Fake, phony, and a fraud. So yeah, he died. I was happy. Yes, I was. So I had to come around here and begin to surrender and heal. You know, and not just do the step work, but learn how to apply it in my life. I came around here, you know, I never could save my mother. You know, she would, every time my father would beat her, she'd come to me every time and say, "Don't you never treat no woman like this. Do you hear me?" So I remember, man, the side effects of life from that was that every woman that I saw that was wounded, I would ride in and try to save them. Three-legged horse, a butter knife, and I'm going to kill all your dragons. I'll get to the ones behind me later on. So I remember, you know, she was wounded. She raised her hand and said how y'all used to whoop. But, you know, I got married. I got you. Yeah, I got married, you know. Name on my arm. I got you. So then, you know, I come around here with y'all loving and kind. Then one of y'all, you know, I want to say that somebody pinged the bags. You know, when you go in the bags, right? Yeah, somebody pinged the bags around here. Boy, I said, World War III broke out now. Somebody gonna pay. See, just because I work at this stuff, I'm not perfect. That's why it's a weak program, because I'm human and I fall short. So I need to go talk to Trash Can, Toolbox, and Ratting them about this situation. They must think I'm a sucker. You know, that old way of thinking came back. I need to straighten somebody out. So I remember talking to my soldier buddies. Well, do you know where he lives at? Where he work at? Because they love me too, you know. Yeah, we going to straighten some things out around here. They must don't know who I am. I'm the tall one from Burr Farm. Some of y'all need to know. And I need to straighten some of y'all out right now for the rest of y'all can know who I am. Anyway, he said, "I know you ain't getting high no more, but can you hit this for me?" Because that's what we used to do when we go on missions, you know. That ain't no power greater than me, but you know. That was the other power. Because whenever you're dealing with spiritual principles, you're dealing with a spiritual warfare, you know, the power between good and evil, which are the defects of the evil. You know, so I'm beginning to understand this Japanese stuff a little bit more. So when I come back to a power greater than me, and my sponsor's sitting right here, "How do you feel about that guy sleeping with your wife?" I say, "Man, I'm all right. I'm a soldier. Don't nothing bother me. I'm not even human. Men don't cry. Never let them see you sweat. Thank God for sponsorships. The heart of the NA program. Well, God, we don't put band-aids on gunshot wounds around here. Come on, man. You know, I know 1, 2, 3, yeah, but thank God I had done 4 and 5 before it happened. Because I had tapped into the little boy. So God worked how he worked. If I hadn't done 4 and 5, I don't know. Because they say, God, you are emotional. We know you talk all that soldier stuff, but you're an emotional cow. You don't even know how to feel, think, and act. Yeah, what I do is I get smart when I get over the jail. Einstein, all kind of light bulbs go off. Man, something told me I shouldn't have done that. Something told me I shouldn't have done this. But if you want something different, you got to do something different. In the program, you understand me, everything begins and ends with me. I say, damn, sponsor, I don't want to be that responsible. I need probable cause to knock a bone off somebody's head. go to jail for nothing around here. We man up. Phil and Dim. We make big boy moves around here. So how do the little boy... How do the little boy heal? I never knew how to heal. Because when it happened, I remember putting on James Brown, The Big Payback. Told me you had it all arranged. But now you punk, you got to get ready. I played that about 15 times. That's what we used to do when we go out on capers. We get fired up. I'm going to go in the game. Somebody need to know who I am. You know, so how does the little boy heal? I never knew how. Well, here's how we're going to heal. We're not going to change her name to bitch. We're going to let her keep the same name her mama gave her. We're not going to knock a bone out of her head. We gon' hug her. I used to cuss my sponsor's ass off. So he couldn't hear me because I'd be talking to myself. He go again with that bullshit. He go again with that NA shit. They go again. But somehow, some way, God work how it work. You know, because I remember my sponsor, I love him, you know, and thank God I trusted him enough, right? Because every time I kept going to detox, right, they said, he come guy again. He said, man, go in there, man, and I'll lick your wounds, man. You're going to be all right. That's my man there. Talking about loyalty. I'm talking about somebody, man, that didn't judge me. Talking about every time I came back to detox, he said, man, go in there and lick your wounds, man. You're going to be all right. Man, I had never been around too many people like that, man. I mean, my mother was one. I had a partner that died. I mean, he reminded me of him because I remember, man, I ain't had nothing else to go on but old memories. And I remember my partner, man, he loved me, man. I mean, like if all y'all was against me in the room, he'd say, man, let's turn around, we gonna go back to back. That was my man. May he rest in peace. You know, they ran down on him. I mean, like the insidious side of the disease, right? A lot of people, man, you know, you gotta be real careful when you talk about the insidious side of the disease, where they mask up and peel out. Yeah, they're going to pull that steel out because everybody ain't going to get no fries. The insidious side of the disease, man, is deadly. You know, so any day, what I done was I learned how to heal. I took a name off my arm. I went filed for divorce. I hugged both of them. Yeah, he told me to do that sucker stuff. Talking about hugging with a knife? Nah, man. So anyway, what I found out by working the spiritual principles of the program, what I found out is that God is the great revealer. He doesn't do things to me, he do them for me. He revealed what was in the dark, he brought it in the light, and say, Nash, because he's not going to let nobody do nothing to me. So what I wanted to straighten, he had already straightened. And I couldn't hold no resentments because resentments, I would have dug three graves. There they go again. Here he come now. Resentments being hatred. But the bottom line is when you hold resentment, it might even go down to murder. So you got to learn how to be for, and he told me this, well, girl, you got to learn how to be forgiving because you want to be forgiven. Damn, little smart ass. So, hey. So anyway, man, it ain't over. God ain't got nothing to do with whatever you do, it ain't gonna work. I didn't write it. I deal with a disease that's in relentless pursuit of me. It don't care how much time I got, how much time I give, it's gonna manifest itself in other areas of my life. Because really, man, when I was on it, you know what I mean, women were, yeah, I like dope. Don't come dancing around me while I'm by the cooker. You need to go in the other room. I like dope. But now the dope gone, right, and, you know, the two-legged drug shows up. Can be just as dangerous. Yeah, it can be just as dangerous. Especially when you suffer from gut-wrenching insecurities. Real or imagined. Is that your real father? What'd he say to you? Where you going now? Say the bathroom. Oh, gotta let me know now. That's how, you know, I was, right? Yeah, because I grew cold cocker. Got issues. Don't even know I got. Because I don't want nobody to ping the bags. Yeah, because y'all ping the bags. They're going to bags, man. Yeah, right? Watch it. You're somebody going to bags. So anyway. I want to thank Dan for really, like, asking me to come down here, right? And I know you. And thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.
What's up, Dan? Get them Saldine, I'm at it. Is that your real father? Oh. Our next speaker is going to be Pat R. from Virginia.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
On the fly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I'll give it to you.
Manatic name Pat. I'd like to thank the convention committee for putting on this show because, you know, I always think about that in the convention because I was part of a committee last year. Everybody loves to go to a party, but not everybody likes to put the party on. So anybody doing service, love you, man. Thank you, Gary. Okay. All right. You know, I woke up this morning. I was grateful for that. I looked outside my window, and the moon, I woke up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't come to. I knew where I was at because it's where I went to sleep last night, right? And I know nobody was looking for me, and I wasn't in any trouble that I could remember. But I was noticing God's beauty, right? Because I was looking out the window, and here it was. The moon was shining on the water, right? And that's God right there because God is everywhere, okay? And I'll explain that a little bit more in a little while, in a little detail. I was out at the sunrise meeting, right? And I was sitting here thinking, damn, look at all these addicts. Not using, up this early, being together. Man, that's a big thing, man, this whole convention, you know. Because, you know, I've been around people, and you know, in the program, you get people and friends, and it's like, man, did you hear about such and such? They had 5 years clean, and they went out and used. I said, no, what trips me out is here are 75 people in a room that ain't using, you know. Steps 1, 2, and 3, the topic, right? When I first got here, I just want to talk about the first thing I had to get before I could get with y'all and get what you had. Identification, right? Because I got a home group. Y'all told me to get a home group. My home group is the Came to Believe group of Narcotics Anonymous. For the last 3.5 years, I've been involved in steps and tradition study. For me, my identification as an addict, like in the basic text, is all-inclusive. And Gary touched on that for a minute because, see, when we first get here, we identify with the drugs, right? You know, like Gary was talking about. But then, you know, the other dope comes in. So now I say any mind mood altering experience. Okay? But I just want to back up to the symbol and who's an addict. And I start reading these things, right? Because I didn't know what y'all were talking about in here. It was all foreign. All I know is I did not want to hurt anymore. You know? All my life, for a long time, I've been running from me, and no matter where I go, there I am. You know, but I'm talking about that it doesn't matter what, how much you use, what color you are, do you have religion, do you not, what kind of sex do you like to have? We don't care. See, because when I look out here, and I appreciate Gary's share of honesty, is today, after applying some spiritual principles with the sponsor, with the steps, with the program Narcotics Anonymous, I can look out into the room and I don't see any of y'all's color. I see addicts, just like me. See, and I get identification with that as it talks about my living skills were reduced to an animal level. You know, I forgot how to feel, the capacity to feel human was lost through all that bullshit when I was running from me, right? And one of my favorite parts of Who's an Addict, man, is when it talks about many of us sought answers, but could not find a workable solution until we found each other, right? Identification. See, because I can't talk to people that are not addicts about things. They say really stupid shit, right? They say like, well, why don't you just not use? You ever been dope sick? You know, where's your stereo and all your belongings? Had to have a sale. Then they're like, well, where's my shit? Did you give it a ride to the pawn shop too? You know, so I'm talking about those chapters before the first three steps. And I want to tell y'all that my program, not the We program, the first three steps was I had an idea. I did something because I thought that's what I wanted to do. And then I sat back on the third step going, how did I get here? You know. But I took the suggestions that y'all were talking about when I came here. I came to a meeting every day. I was not using. I got a sponsor. I worked my steps out of the step working guide. I'm sharing my experience, strength, and hope today. I don't want to tell anybody where to go to get recovery, but my recovery comes from one fellowship with one disease, which encompasses all the bullshit I reach on the outside of me to try to make me feel better. Now I know that doesn't work. With that first step, okay, introduced me to the disease, mentally, physically, spiritually, you know, incurable, fatal, progressive. You know, and I feel real fortunate. You know, I thank the God of my understanding for bringing the sponsor into my life who is involved in this literature, because I believe, and it's my experience, that the program of Narcotics Anonymous is in that basic text and it works out. Why? Steps, traditions, get involved in service and concept. You know, but the most important thing in that first step, it says, it doesn't matter what or how much we use in Narcotics Anonymous, staying clean must come first. Must. See, y'all are talking about suggestions, but a lot of times in my recovery, I see, you better do this shit or you're going to go out and use. You know, surrender. You know, there's my problem, I think. Simple, man. What's the first four words in the basic text? You know, simplicity is the key. And if anybody's new in here and you don't understand what's going on here, just... this is the most important hit I've ever gotten, and I still use it today. Keep coming back. Get involved in this literature, because when I started paying attention, I used to hear little things like, I don't even need to understand what's going on in here. I just need to be able to follow directions. You know, don't use nothing profound like, you know, the secret to walking on water is knowing where the rocks are. That's profound. I'm talking about simple. If you don't use, you don't pick up, you won't get high. If you don't get high, you might have a chance. See, because I never thought about that. It also talks about in our literature where I always focused on the stopping, not why do I use. You know, I identify with Gary, many detoxes, sitting in there, you know, I'm okay. And the counselor saying, so what's your problem? I got no problem. I ran out. I got no problem. They caught me. I got no problem. It's just my wife doesn't dig that I want to go out and have sex with other women. My boss wants me to come to work every day. See, they got a problem. Program said the problem is me, my thinking. I have such great ideas. You know, but I thank God, the God of my understanding, for all the great ideas, because what happened is I ended up here in Narcotics Anonymous, right? And what it says is I got no chance until I surrender, man. And there's a lot of things involved. It's known about the disease of addiction, right? And how the powerlessness. See, when I become a part of the we have a little bit of power to stay clean. But my problem is I could not ever accept myself on a deep level of my emotions, insecurities, you know, how I thought I wanted y'all to think I was Mighty Mouse and I was Mickey Mouse, you know. And what happened is I just surrendered and said, I'm done, man. Y'all teach me how to live. Show me how to do this thing, right? So I kept coming back, and it talks about, you know, the denial. You know, denial keeps me from seeing reality. You know, it's part of that insanity piece, too, is that I see the train coming, the lights are getting bigger, it's coming to me, and I'm saying I can jump out of the way right before it hits me because I know what's going on. I got it going on, you know. And what it got me was a whole lot of pain, man. And when I identify as an addict, man, you know, I'm very big on steps and traditions. And I'll just move just real quick to one spot because it has to do with anonymity, which I know what the hell is that, you know. Traditions, what the hell is that? And in the readings, you know, it says a lot of really simple, not profound things like understanding comes slowly over a period of time. You did not become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does it. See, so the steps are in order for a reason, you know, but the principle of the personality means I don't need to come in here and talk about how I'm a recovering dope fiend, crack addict, rockologist, alcoholic, you know, fuckaholic, moneyholic. See, that's my personality, man. What it says, surrender to the fact that I'm an addict. It says, we identify as addicts, recovery is then possible. Because I become a part of you. You know, I don't recover, we recover. You know, so in that first step, you know, it introduced me to the disease, the powers I didn't want to use. You know, let me go back to this morning, man. What is wonderful about today, just for today, and I'm sure y'all can identify with that, is I did not have to get up and find some ways and means to give more. I thank the God of my understanding every morning I get up that I don't have to go do something that requires some monetary value with nothing but some lint in my pocket, you know, and do some things. I'm grateful for those little things, man. And nothing starts, you know, if you're new, keep coming back because multiple years of recovery starts with one day. Now that I got multiple years of recovery, I just want one more day. Just one day after another day making that constant decision not to use, you know. The denial part, you know, it's like, okay, all right. Look at all that stuff I did, and I wrote my first step, and the finding and ways means to get more. See, I don't need to get into detail because y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, doing those things that leave us with those feelings, you know, or thinking that those feelings are going to go away by doing those things, you know. If I just deaden it up with some dope, that it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Or and today it's about if I can deaden it up with some sex, some behaviors, some control, some cherry pie with whipped cream, changes the way I feel. So I think, you know. But it's very important to just not use, keep coming back, get that sponsor, and surrender to the principles of this program. We help each other. The secret password to Narcotics Anonymous.
Oh, it's help.
Help me, please. Y'all got clean. Y'all are clean today. You're going through these things. Second step, man, real important. Came to believe. See, when I got here, it wasn't like I said, I believe everything you're saying. Sure, I'm coming back. I'm working the steps. Everything's going to get better. I didn't believe you. I had to keep coming back. And that's what it talks about when I came to believe in the process of coming back that I could believe in a power greater than me. The dope was greater than me. Pussy is dope. That's greater than me sometimes. Or whatever it is I'm trying to get out of me, man. It could be some clothes. Retail therapy, they call it. Sanity. See, I always looked at that second step and said, yeah, I'm one insane dude, right? But it just talks about how I keep doing the same things over and over. I will have that relationship with that person that's out fucking around on me over and over, thinking she's coming back, and when she comes back, I'm going to love her, and she loves me. You know, I'm thinking that I could stay abstinent, and I stay abstinent because I've had moment periods of abstinence due to the federal government. Because when they said, you piss in this cup clean or you go to prison, I piss clean. I'm not built for that one. But I looked at my insanity and the things that I did and how I repeated things. And it talks about knowing, right? You ever been out there high? You don't want to do it. You know it's all going down. You know you're about to do something that's going to cause some more pain and still say, fuck it. I'm going to do it. Because I didn't know how to live. I knew how to run. Obviously, I didn't know how to run that good because they always caught me. You know. But I'm talking about in the process of coming back and seeing the evidence where it talks about in the second step, right? I will start to see things and go, you know, because in the simplest form, the second step in my experience, it says, can I open my mind to believe that what's working for you can work for me? That's it. It doesn't say, can I just believe it? It's cool. Boom, done. I'm there. I got to see it. You know, I got to touch it. But that's the thing about faith. You know, I got to have my eyes wide open there, right? All right, just real simple, right? I kept coming back. Key tags. Picked up one key tag. Picked up another key tag. Was clean for 30 days, 90 days, a year. I'm like, fuck, something's working here, right? I was somehow, since I wasn't dope sick, able to go to work every day. See, that's a miracle. You know, I was starting to pay my child support. A lot of back, which I've caught up on now, but I'm starting to. I had Just for Today underwear. Come on, can you identify with that one? The shit standing up in the corner. So see what happened is, okay, here. I had some friends, okay? Real, I can tell you my whole story in like, I don't know if it's even 15 seconds, right? One day I was getting high, drinking a beer, smoking a joint, hanging out with people. At the end of the road, I was scared to death to leave my house. I was leaving my house. Miracle. And I was coming here to hang out with y'all. You know, I was hanging out with my sponsor. My sponsor brought me to my first convention down here, and we just ran all over the place. You know, I started having some friends. You know, so what happened is I was coming to believe. Today, I believe in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. To keep coming back because I'm, you know, it talks about in the literature, even in times of abstinence, this thing will grow, you know, will be alive, right? So I'm never cured. It talks about it. We do recover on a daily basis together, just a proven plan, by no means a cure, but I need to keep coming back, you know? I see the evidence right here. It talks about the miracle in the mirror, right? People in this room. Not using. See, I got this fucked up head, right, where I start thinking, what if all these people were all in one place using? All the fire engines, all the ambulances. I don't think they have enough jail space in there, you know. So this is truly a miracle, you know. So in building that foundation of my step work, which is 1, 2, and 3, right, is I can't, it can, and maybe I'll let it. You know, I came to the process of my third step where I said, you know what, I want to continue this thing, right? Because my will was real easy to see. And I have to share this with the newcomer and the people. This is a spiritual, non-religious program, right? So I had a problem with God. And I have this sponsor, right? And I would think, he would always say, apply your recovery. Think about how you used to do shit when you were using, right? So I would say, yeah, I'm dope sick. And I got one bag of dope they want to sell me, and it says, it's the God dope, right? He said, turn it around and get that hope from God in this program. A good, orderly direction, you know? And I my will is real simple, man. It's like right here, right now, for nothing. You know, all for me, you know, none of this Three Musketeer stuff. All for me, all for me, all for me. When I want it, you know, is and not waiting for anything, you know, and real simple, I like to use this little analogy to where, like, in Narcotics Anonymous, I got these suggestions, right? But I'm not always willing to take the suggestions and do the action, right? It's kind of like when I drive down, you might identify with this, I'm driving down the road, and it starts to say a sign that says, merge over, this lane ends, right? My will is to go all the way to the end, cause some trouble at the end, cut somebody off, then get pissed off at them because I did something. See, because that's what I do. I get mad at you for what I do. You know, God's will would have been like, you saw the sign, pay attention, and get over. You know, but you know, I thank God, the God of my understanding, for a sponsor, because I am not today, I can tell you, confused for 1 minute about what God's will is for me. What I got confused with is God, is the fate of time of whatever I do and the cause of my actions, right? I don't know what's going to happen in a half hour from now, but I know it's God's will for me to do something good for somebody, right? And if you don't have a God of your understanding, you can borrow somebody else's, but that is so important, man. Basic text, a sponsor, a God of your understanding, and a dictionary for all the other words I don't understand, you know? We talk about a spiritual program, right? Spiritual in the dictionary, one of the definitions is of the soul. So simply, what's on the inside of me? When I got here, nothing. And what happened is I kept coming back, and y'all filled me with these things called love, honesty, you know, empathy, sympathy. Now, I have to tell you now, it talks about in the 12th step, practice these principles. So at any moment, at any time, I can fall back into that same old behavior, right? And I always thought about as these steps as being, I'm going to work these steps, and then I got this thing in my box, you know, but then I'm going to put a lock on the box because I've done work the steps, and it doesn't work that way, see? My first step today is all about I am in a dilemma. Apply it to anything, you know. I need to make a decision, and I don't want to hurt, but I will still fight it. And sometimes I need to fight the situation until it hurts enough for me to say, I can't control it. I surrender. Help me. Right? Then I can, once I do that and walk away and say, I can't do nothing about it, I can open myself up to that solution in the second step. You know? And then once I'm open to that solution, and it's probably going to be from my sponsor, some people pointing out a shortcoming, will say, this is what you need to do. And then I don't say, I don't want to do that. I'll say, I will take a suggestion, you know. But I just want to share a couple things as a result, right, of coming in here, surrendering, getting honest, having a God of my understanding, you know, working that third step and turning my will and my life over and letting somebody else drive, to, you know, to look at myself honestly without fear and figure out all those things that kept me, you know, stuck and using and how the disease started way back when. You know, issues of abandonment. See, I can talk about things today I never used to tell anybody about, right? Sexual abuse when I was a child, see? I used to hold on to that. I would hurt you because I was abused, you know, in all my relationships. I would take all this baggage with me. And what happened is, as a result, you know, everybody else would be infected with it. You know what I'm saying? I would intoxicate everybody with all of my past and my bad feelings and my hurt feelings, abandonment from my dad, the sexual abuse, the insecurities, you know. And that thing that I always wanted was love, man. And that's what I got from my sponsor, was the first person. And this fellowship is a kind, loving fellowship, you know, most of us. You know, I have to love people where they are in their process, you know. But one of the things I was always wanting my whole life is just somebody to tell me that they love me, man. How many men tell me they love me and I tell them I love them in a day? That's weird. So you don't know, but I love them. But, you know, what happened is I found out that you know, my parents and my father, he couldn't give what he didn't get. You know, I took responsibilities, you know, and this is something that you know, is real big to me, right? So after the process, you know, going through looking at myself, admitting to somebody that I was Mickey Mouse and it's okay, you know, and that I found out that I got some information in the sixth step. I just want to go simple, right? I don't want to confuse anybody. Sixth step, I got some information. I'm ready to live my life a little different, right? And then when I start to get back to that old behavior, I got the seventh step to go back to and say, help, reel me in. I need some help. I'm going over the edge. You know, there's a problem here, right? You know, eighth step starts the process of forgiveness and let's other people in, man. I just make a list. That's it, without thinking about it. You know, look at what I did, you know. Take the action in the ninth step and in a living ninth step, you know. And the 10 step and watch, looking at my behaviors every day and correcting them as I go. Not 2 weeks later, as I go. You know, the 11th step, you know, really connecting with the God of my understanding, searching out different spiritual paths that work for me, not for you, for me, you know. And then at the very end, it's the very end of what my sponsor's mother had taught me. She has like 30-something years clean. Is that, man, simply this whole step process is about staying clean, cleaning house, and passing it on, you know. But I wrote about some resentments I had about my ex-wife at my 4th step, right? And how I couldn't be there for my daughter because I was using, right? See, now I want to take it from that first step, dereliction, degradation, abandoning myself, I suck, I'll never be nothing, to the 11th step, right? To where God's will says, we just want you to live with some dignity, respect yourself, love yourself, others, laugh, and find joy and beauty in my surroundings, right? So the dignity piece is there, is the daughter that I was not paying the child support for in the last couple years I put through college, right? And I became a grandfather last Tuesday. And I just want to talk about showing up as a result of being a part of you guys, right? And coming in here in the step process, man. My daughter calls me up. She was due the week before, right? And then she might have been due this weekend. And my selfish ass was like, please hold on. I don't want to come home from the convention, you know. But she was called me up. The baby came as a result earlier. But what happened is I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. And I went to work like I always do. And I got a phone call. Dad, I need you to come be with me at the hospital because some things are going on and we might have some complications. Boom! I wasn't getting high so I could show up, you know what I'm saying? I was with my daughter in that room from 4 o'clock, I got there about 8 o'clock at night. I hit a meeting real quick because I needed some conditioning. And the baby's heart was this way. The baby's heart was that way. She was having high blood pressure. The fear was kicking in. Oh, my God, what if something happens, right? And I started to pray, and I said, whatever happens, we will get through it. And my daughter, they're looking at me like, what kind of shit are you talking about, you know? And I said, don't worry. God's got this one, you know. And I had a lot of fear there, man. But I'm talking about being able to sit with my daughter for almost 39 freaking hours awake until that baby was taken in the C-section. You know, so what I want to say is if you're new, if you're old, it don't matter, man. Keep coming back. What's important about that first step is we need to listen to each other. I don't know where that message is going to come from, you know. If you're young, don't look at the old person and go, you don't know shit, you're old and decrepit. Because even an old broken down clock that doesn't work is right twice a day. Old timer, don't worry about listening to the new guy because sometimes we can use a little bit of fresh stuff. You know what I'm saying? But when I came here, I said, you know, in the fifth tradition, the message is hope and the promise is freedom. I get the freedom, and we do through working these steps and these traditions. And what happens is life got better for me. And if you're struggling, just keep coming back and hold on. And if you don't understand something, just ask somebody, because I did a whole lot of asking, and I still don't understand. So when I leave here, I'll probably ask y'all a couple more questions, you know. The freedom, this is so much, man. You know what I'm saying? So I have, my name is on a lease. I got the keys to a couple cars. I got a job. I got money in the bank. You know, I used to have to inform the federal government when I had to leave town. They had to take my picture, right, send it to where they were going and say, you check in over at this office before you go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? But the most important part is the priceless gifts that this program has given me. Waking up in the morning and saying, I like me, I love me, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to try to help somebody today. And I'll just close with this. I used to look in the mirror when I was using, you might identify with this one, and see that empty shell, and I would cry. And I would be like, how did I get here? What happened? Today, sometimes I'm on my way to work, and I'm driving, and I start crying, and I think, look at me now. How did I get here? Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. Ain't nothing better, man. All those things, cars, this many thousand dollars, you know, this many thousand dollars in the bank, the trip here, this many thousand dollars, man. Waking up and feeling good and loving yourself and feeling loved, priceless. Manatic named Pat, thanks for letting me share.